The Power of Positive Thinking by Joyce Meyer. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Positive Thinking by Joyce Meyer is a book that encourages readers to take control of their lives and make positive changes. It focuses on the power of positive thinking, which can help people achieve success in all areas of life. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of positive thinking and how it can be used to create a better life for oneself. It then goes into detail about how one's thoughts affect their actions, emotions, and overall outlook on life. The author also provides practical advice on how to use positive thinking in everyday situations such as dealing with stress or difficult relationships. Meyer explains that negative thoughts are like weeds that need to be pulled out from our minds so we can focus on more productive things. She emphasizes the importance of replacing negative thoughts with positive ones and offers tips for doing this effectively. Additionally, she discusses ways to stay motivated when faced with challenges or setbacks in order to keep moving forward towards achieving goals. The book also covers topics such as developing self-confidence, setting realistic expectations for yourself, learning from mistakes instead of dwelling on them, being kinder towards others and yourself, cultivating gratitude for what you have rather than focusing on what you don't have, taking responsibility for your own happiness instead of relying solely upon external sources such as other people or material possessions. Finally, Meyer concludes her work by emphasizing the importance of faith in God as well as having hope even during difficult times. She believes that if we put our trust in Him, He will provide us with strength and guidance throughout our journey through life. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Believe in yourself. Positive thinking starts with believing in yourself and your abilities. This means having faith in yourself and your potential to achieve your goals. Main idea number 2. Take control of your thoughts. It is important to be aware of your thoughts and take control of them. This means being mindful of the thoughts you are having and making sure they are positive and uplifting. Main idea number 3. Focus on the positive. Instead of focusing on the negative, focus on the positive aspects of life. This means looking for the good in every situation and being grateful for what you have. Main idea number 4. Set goals. Setting goals is an important part of positive thinking. This means having a clear vision of what you want to achieve and taking steps to make it happen. Main idea number 5. Take action. Positive thinking is not enough. You must take action to make your dreams a reality. This means taking small steps every day to move closer to your goals. Main idea number 6. Be patient. Positive thinking requires patience. This means understanding that progress takes time and being willing to wait for the results. Main idea number 7. Stay motivated. Staying motivated is key to achieving your goals. This means finding ways to stay inspired and motivated to keep going. Main idea number 8. Surround yourself with positive people. Surrounding yourself with positive people can help you stay focused on your goals. This means seeking out people who will support and encourage you. Main idea number 9. Believe in the power of prayer. Believing in the power of prayer can help you stay positive and focused. This means taking time to pray and ask for guidance and strength. Main idea number 10. Practice gratitude. Practicing gratitude is an important part of positive thinking. This means taking time to appreciate the good things in life and being thankful for them. Main idea number 11. Take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is essential for positive thinking. This means making sure you are getting enough rest, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. Main idea number 12. Avoid negative people. Negative people can bring you down and make it harder to stay positive. This means avoiding people who are negative and focusing on those who are supportive and encouraging. Main idea number 13. Don't compare yourself to others. Comparing yourself to others can be damaging to your self-esteem. This means focusing on your own progress and not comparing yourself to others. Main idea number 14. Don't dwell on the past. Dwelling on the past can prevent you from moving forward. This means letting go of the past and focusing on the present and future. Main idea number 15. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Making mistakes is part of life and should not be feared. This means learning from your mistakes and using them to grow and become better. Main idea number 16. Believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is essential for positive thinking. This means having faith in your abilities and trusting that you can achieve your goals. Main idea number 17. Take risks. Taking risks is an important part of positive thinking. This means being willing to step out of your comfort zone and try something new. Main idea number 18. Have faith. Having faith in yourself and in the universe is essential for positive thinking. This means trusting that everything will work out in the end. Main idea number 19. Live in the present. Living in the present is key to positive thinking. This means focusing on the here and now and not worrying about the future. Main idea number 20. Be kind to yourself. Being kind to yourself is an important part of positive thinking. This means being gentle and understanding with yourself and not being too hard on yourself. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Believing in yourself is essential to achieving success. It's important to have faith that you can accomplish whatever goals you set for yourself, no matter how difficult they may seem. When you believe in yourself, it gives you the confidence and motivation to take on any challenge and persevere until you reach your desired outcome. Positive thinking also involves having a positive attitude towards life. This means looking at the bright side of things even when faced with adversity or failure. Instead of dwelling on negative thoughts or feelings, focus on what went right and use those experiences as learning opportunities for future successes. Finally, believing in yourself requires taking action. You must be willing to put forth effort and work hard if you want to achieve your goals. Taking risks can be scary but necessary if progress is going to be made. Don't let fear stop you from reaching your potential. Main idea number 2. Taking control of your thoughts is an important step in achieving success and happiness. It means being aware of the thoughts you are having and making sure they are positive and uplifting. When we focus on negative or unhelpful thoughts, it can lead to feelings of anxiety, depression, or even physical illness. The key to taking control of your thoughts is to be mindful. This means paying attention to what you're thinking about and actively choosing more positive ideas instead. You can do this by recognizing when a thought isn't helpful or productive, then replacing it with something that will help move you forward in life. It also helps to practice gratitude for all the good things in your life. Focusing on what you have rather than what you don't have can help shift your mindset from one of scarcity to abundance. Additionally, engaging in activities that bring joy, such as reading a book or going for a walk, can help keep negative thoughts at bay. Finally, remember that no matter how hard it may seem at times, taking control of your thoughts is possible with practice and dedication. With time and effort, you will be able to create a healthier mental environment where positivity reigns supreme. Main idea number 3. Focusing on the positive can be a powerful tool for improving your life. Instead of dwelling on the negative, it is important to look for the good in every situation and appreciate what you have. When faced with difficult circumstances, try to find something positive that can come out of it. This could be an opportunity to learn and grow, or even just a chance to show resilience. Being grateful for what you have is also essential when focusing on the positive. Taking time each day to reflect on all that you are thankful for will help put things into perspective and remind you how blessed you are. It may seem hard at first, but once this becomes part of your daily routine, it will become easier over time. Finally, focus on yourself rather than comparing yourself with others or worrying about what other people think. Everyone has their own unique journey in life, so don't worry if yours looks different from someone else's, embrace it. Main idea number 4. Setting goals is an essential part of positive thinking. It involves having a clear vision of what you want to achieve and taking the necessary steps to make it happen. Goals provide direction, focus, and motivation for your life. They help you stay on track and keep moving forward toward success. When setting goals, it's important to be realistic about what can be achieved in a certain amount of time. Break down larger goals into smaller ones that are more achievable in the short term. This will give you a sense of accomplishment as each goal is reached along the way. It's also important to set deadlines for yourself so that you have something tangible to work towards. Having specific dates or times when tasks need to be completed helps keep you motivated and accountable. Finally, don't forget to celebrate your successes. Achieving even small goals should be celebrated as they all add up over time and contribute towards achieving bigger dreams. Main idea number 5. Positive thinking is an important part of achieving success, but it's not enough on its own. You must take action to make your dreams a reality. This means taking small steps every day to move closer to your goals. Start by setting realistic and achievable goals for yourself. Break them down into smaller tasks that you can complete each day or week. Make sure these tasks are measurable so you can track your progress and stay motivated. It's also important to be flexible in how you approach the task at hand. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to try something new or adjust your plan accordingly. Finally, remember that progress takes time and effort. Don't expect overnight success. Celebrate the small victories along the way as they will help keep you motivated and focused on reaching your ultimate goal. Main idea number 6. Positive thinking requires patience. It is important to understand that progress takes time and it may not happen overnight. Being patient means having the willingness to wait for the results of your positive thoughts and actions, even if they don't come as quickly as you would like them to. It can be difficult at times, but being patient will help you stay focused on your goals and keep a positive attitude. When things don't go according to plan or take longer than expected, remind yourself that good things come with time and effort. Don't give up when faced with obstacles. Instead, use those moments as an opportunity to learn something new or find a different approach. Patience also involves trusting in yourself and believing that everything will work out in the end. Have faith in your abilities and know that no matter how long it takes, eventually you will reach success if you remain committed. Main idea number 7. Staying motivated is essential to achieving your goals. It can be difficult to stay focused and inspired, but it's important to remember that you have the power within yourself to make things happen. One way of staying motivated is by setting small achievable goals for yourself and celebrating each success along the way. This will help keep you on track and give you a sense of accomplishment. Another great way of staying motivated is by surrounding yourself with positive people who believe in your dreams and encourage you when times get tough. Having someone there who believes in what you are doing can be incredibly motivating, so don't underestimate the power of having a supportive network around you. Finally, take time out for self-care activities such as meditation or yoga, which can help clear your mind and provide clarity on where your focus should lie. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually will ensure that you remain energized throughout the journey towards achieving your goals. Main idea number 8. Surrounding yourself with positive people can be a great way to stay motivated and focused on your goals. Positive people will provide you with the support, encouragement, and guidance that you need to reach your objectives. They will also help keep you accountable for your actions and remind you of why it is important to stay on track. Positive people are those who have an optimistic outlook on life and believe in the power of possibility. They understand that setbacks are part of life, but they don't let them define their future. Instead, they use these experiences as learning opportunities so they can continue growing and developing. Having positive people around can also help reduce stress levels by providing a sense of comfort during difficult times. When things get tough, having someone there who believes in you can make all the difference in helping you push through any obstacle or challenge. So if you want to achieve success, start by surrounding yourself with positive people who will lift up your spirits when needed and cheer for your successes along the way. Main idea number 9. Believing in the power of prayer can be a powerful tool for staying positive and focused. Prayer is an act of faith, and when we pray, we are expressing our trust in God to provide us with strength and guidance. When we take time out of our day to pray, it helps us stay connected to God's will for our lives. Prayer also gives us the opportunity to express gratitude for all that we have been blessed with. It allows us to ask for help when times are tough or when things seem impossible. Through prayer, we can find peace and comfort knowing that no matter what happens, God is always there with us. When you believe in the power of prayer, it can give you hope even during difficult times. You may not get immediate answers, but having faith that your prayers will be answered eventually can help keep you going through hard times. Believing in the power of prayer means trusting that whatever outcome comes from your prayers will ultimately be best for you. Main idea number 10. Practicing gratitude is an important part of positive thinking. It means taking time to appreciate the good things in life and being thankful for them. This can be done by reflecting on all that we have, rather than focusing on what we don't have or what has gone wrong. When we practice gratitude, it helps us to focus our attention on the present moment and recognize how much there is to be grateful for. Gratitude also helps us cultivate a sense of contentment with our lives as they are right now. We can take stock of all that we do have instead of dwelling on what we don't have or wishing things were different. Practicing gratitude allows us to savor the joys and blessings in our lives, no matter how small they may seem. Finally, practicing gratitude can help us build stronger relationships with others by expressing appreciation for their efforts and contributions. Acknowledging someone else's kindness or generosity not only makes them feel appreciated but also strengthens the bond between you both. Main idea number 11. Taking care of yourself is essential for positive thinking. This means making sure you are getting enough rest, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. When we take the time to look after our physical health, it helps us to feel better mentally and emotionally too. Getting enough sleep helps us to stay alert during the day and gives us more energy when we need it. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables can help keep our bodies functioning properly while providing important nutrients that support overall well-being. Regular exercise also has many benefits such as improving mood, reducing stress levels, increasing energy levels, and helping maintain a healthy weight. It's important to remember that taking care of ourselves isn't just about physical health, it's also about mental health. Taking time out for yourself each day can be beneficial in managing stress levels or simply allowing yourself some much-needed relaxation time away from work or other commitments. By taking good care of ourselves physically and mentally, we can ensure that we have the best chance at achieving positive thinking in all aspects of life. Main idea number 12. Negative people can be draining and difficult to be around. They often bring down the mood of a conversation or situation, making it hard to stay positive. It is important to recognize when someone is being negative and take steps to avoid them if possible. The best way to do this is by focusing on those who are supportive and encouraging. Surround yourself with people who lift you up rather than drag you down. These types of relationships will help foster positivity in your life, which can lead to greater success and happiness. It may not always be easy, but avoiding negative people can have a huge impact on your outlook and attitude towards life. Make sure that you are surrounding yourself with positive influences so that you can reach your full potential. Main idea number 13. It can be easy to compare yourself to others and feel like you are not measuring up. This is especially true in today's world, where social media makes it easier than ever to compare ourselves with the lives of those around us. However, this kind of comparison can be damaging to your self-esteem and mental health. Instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on your own progress and achievements. Celebrate the successes that you have achieved so far, no matter how small they may seem. Remind yourself that everyone has their own unique journey and that there is no one right way or timeline for success. Focus on what you can do now rather than worrying about what other people are doing or have done in the past. Set goals for yourself based on your individual strengths and weaknesses, rather than trying to measure up against someone else's standards. Finally, remember that life isn't a competition, it's an opportunity for growth and learning. Don't let comparisons bring you down, instead use them as motivation to keep pushing forward towards achieving your own personal goals. Main idea number 14. Don't dwell on the past. It can be easy to get stuck in a cycle of ruminating over things that have already happened, but it's important to remember that dwelling on the past will only prevent you from moving forward. Instead, focus your energy and attention on the present moment and what lies ahead in the future. The Power of Positive Thinking by Joyce Meyer encourages us to let go of our regrets and mistakes from the past so we can make room for new opportunities and experiences. By focusing on what is happening now, we open ourselves up to possibilities that may not have been available before. We also create space for growth as we learn from our experiences. It's natural to feel sadness or regret when reflecting back on certain events or decisions made in life. However, it's important not to stay stuck there too long. Allow yourself time for reflection, but then move forward with optimism and hope for a better tomorrow. Main idea number 15. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Mistakes are a natural part of life and should not be feared. Instead, we should use them as an opportunity to learn and grow. Making mistakes can help us become more aware of our own strengths and weaknesses, allowing us to develop better strategies for success in the future. When we make mistakes, it is important that we take responsibility for them instead of blaming others or making excuses. This will help us build character and resilience so that when faced with similar situations in the future, we can handle them better. Making mistakes also gives us valuable insight into how other people think and act. We can observe their reactions to our errors and use this information to improve our communication skills with those around us. Finally, don't forget that everyone makes mistakes from time to time, even successful people. So don't let fear stop you from taking risks or trying new things. Embrace your imperfections as part of the learning process. Main idea number 16. Believing in yourself is essential for positive thinking. It means having faith in your abilities and trusting that you can achieve your goals, no matter how difficult they may seem. When you believe in yourself, it gives you the confidence to take risks and try new things without fear of failure. You become more open to learning from mistakes and growing as a person. Having self-belief also helps to keep negative thoughts at bay. Instead of worrying about what could go wrong or feeling overwhelmed by challenges, believing in yourself allows you to focus on solutions and stay motivated even when times are tough. This kind of optimism can help you make better decisions, build stronger relationships with others, and ultimately lead a happier life. The key is to practice self-affirmation every day. Remind yourself that you have the power within to reach any goal or overcome any obstacle. Believe that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. Main idea number 17. Taking risks is an essential part of positive thinking. It means being willing to step out of your comfort zone and try something new, even if it may be a bit scary or uncertain. Taking risks can help you grow as a person, learn more about yourself, and open up opportunities that you never thought possible. When taking risks, it's important to remember that failure is not the end goal. Instead, focus on learning from mistakes and using them as stepping stones for success in the future. Don't let fear stop you from trying something new, instead use it as motivation to push yourself further than before. By embracing risk-taking with a positive attitude, you will find that life becomes much more exciting and rewarding. You'll have experiences that are unique to only you and gain confidence in knowing that no matter what happens, you can handle anything thrown your way. Main idea number 18. Having faith is an essential part of positive thinking. It means believing that everything will work out in the end, no matter how difficult things may seem at the moment. When we have faith, we trust that our lives are unfolding as they should and that there is a greater plan for us all. When we have faith, it gives us strength to keep going even when times are tough. We know that whatever happens, it's all part of a bigger picture and ultimately leads to something better. Having faith also helps us stay focused on what really matters, our goals and dreams, and not get distracted by fear or worry. It can be hard to maintain this kind of faith in ourselves and in the universe, but it's worth striving for. With practice, you can learn to trust your intuition more deeply and believe in yourself even when things don't go according to plan. This kind of inner strength will help you stay positive no matter what life throws your way. Main idea number 19. Living in the present is essential for positive thinking. It means focusing on what is happening right now, rather than worrying about what might happen in the future. When we focus on the present moment, we can appreciate all that life has to offer and be grateful for our blessings. We can also take action to make changes if needed and enjoy each day as it comes. When we live in the present, we are able to recognize opportunities that may come our way and seize them with enthusiasm. We can also learn from past experiences without letting them define us or hold us back from achieving our goals. Living in the present allows us to stay focused on what matters most, living a meaningful life full of joy and purpose. By being mindful of each moment, we can savor every experience instead of rushing through it or missing out entirely due to worry or fear. This helps us create lasting memories that will bring happiness long after they have passed. Additionally, when we live in the present, it becomes easier to let go of negative thoughts and emotions so that they don't weigh us down. Main idea number 20. Being kind to yourself is an important part of positive thinking. It means being gentle and understanding with yourself, not expecting perfection or too much from yourself, and allowing yourself to make mistakes without feeling guilty or ashamed. When you are kind to yourself, it helps you stay focused on the present moment instead of dwelling on past failures or worrying about future outcomes. When you practice self-kindness, it can help reduce stress levels and increase feelings of contentment. You may find that when you are more compassionate towards yourself, it becomes easier to be compassionate towards others as well. Self-kindness also encourages healthy habits such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly and taking time for relaxation. It's important to remember that being kind to oneself doesn't mean indulging in unhealthy behaviors like overeating or overspending. Instead, focus on activities that bring joy into your life, such as spending time with friends and family members who support your goals, engaging in hobbies that bring a sense of accomplishment, setting realistic expectations for yourself, and taking breaks throughout the day. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.